Yo, what up, everybody? This is your host, Hoos, back with another episode of Actually Not Really Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me. We're going to have a discussion about emotional maturity and emotional intelligence today. I think it's very important that we touch on this subject as adults, as well as if we have any children or young adults that we're, you know, nurturing and bringing up into the world, that they have some idea of what it is to be emotionally intelligent and emotionally mature. And the first thing I want to touch on is emotional intelligence, and to kind of like, do we even know what we're talking about when we say emotional intelligence? Because I think once you get to a certain age, you know, as a young adult or as an adult, you pretty much know what the emotions are. Sadness, anger, happiness, you know, those kind of emotions. So I don't necessarily think it's emotional intelligence as much as it is like emotional awareness or acknowledgement of the emotions that we do feel in those moments. So that's what I would kind of call it. So when we talk about emotional intelligence and why it's important, it's because it allows us to be able to be in whatever moment that we're in, to know what we're feeling, so that what we're feeling doesn't either harm us or that we get the most benefit out of those emotions and our ability to be able to channel those emotions into something positive, if it's something that was negative that occurred that made us feel those emotions, or so that we can fully enjoy those emotions if it was something good that happened without overindulging. Because everything, in my opinion, comes down to being balanced. And we have to be balanced in our approach to emotions, so that when we get low, we don't get too low. And when we're high, we don't have this misunderstanding that those highs are sustainable throughout the longevity of our lives. So yes, we should enjoy them, but at the same time, we should know that to try and maintain that level of joy or happiness or whatever we're feeling that has us in a state of elation, that it's not sustainable. And to try and keep maintaining that level or expecting other people to maintain that level of joy or happiness or excitement that they brought us would be unreasonable. So I would like to say, first and foremost, we should identify which emotion that we're feeling in any moment. We'll start with the negative and end with the positive. For instance, if you're sad, then we should embrace the sadness and what caused us to be sad, so that that emotion can run its course. And once we're not as sad as we were initially, we can find healthy ways to cope with it. And I think that's the emotional maturity part, is to be able to cope with those emotions in a way that is going to benefit us in the long run, and not let it get us down into a dark place where we're pretty much inconsolable or we don't think rationally. And I think that goes the same for anger as well, because a lot of times when we get angry, we feel like it's the person that made us angry, it's their job to make us not angry anymore. And if you were offended, or if someone did something to wrong you, yes, that person should make amends for it by all means. But if you're emotional state depends on someone else making amends for what they did, then you may never get out of that emotional state. And I think that kind of speaks to where we are as quote unquote black people, when we're so angry at the system or white people as kind of a personification of that system in our minds, where we feel like they owe us an apology, or they owe us some type of reparations, or they owe us some type of amends to what was done to our ancestors in the past. Which I wouldn't say that emotion is out of place or unwarranted, but I think that if we are waiting for that, then we'll never be able to progress forward as a people if we were to never get it. And on an individual basis, I think that's kind of how we got to think about every situation in our life when we're feeling anger or sadness or even frustrated by someone else. Like, when it happens initially, of course, our emotions are going to be there because we're human, and it is an indicator for us to know what exactly is going on, because sometimes, you know, those emotions help to defend us. They help us to recognize something that maybe we might not have realized if our emotions weren't that indicator. So yeah, I'm not at all saying don't acknowledge your emotions, but what I'm saying is acknowledge them and then allow that, if it's a negative emotion, to kind of pass so that we can think rationally and we can see what the best course of action is for how we want to deal with this situation. And that's on an individual basis. And if we were all to be able to do that, I think once we came together collectively, we would be able to see the path a lot clearer about what it is that we want from this system and how we're going to deal with it as a people, as a collective, moving forward, which direction we want to go in. And we're not being pulled here and there because the powers that be have this, they have their hands on our emotional reins, and they're just able to control us because we're not thinking rationally and we're not thinking strategically and we're not thinking the best way to course our own, to plot our own destiny. So I think that's the first step of gaining emotional maturity, is to be able to understand that even if we're owed an apology, we may never get it. So we have to be able to handle that appropriately. And that's kind of like what the next part of this discussion is. It's like, is that emotion that we're feeling at the time, is it appropriate? Because maybe sometimes we might feel angry about something when at the end of the day it might just be a misunderstanding. There might be, for instance, maybe someone cracks a joke or something that you don't like and you get offended because something happened in your past, whereas the other person is just thinking that they're cracking a joke and they're just having fun, making light of a situation or whatever the case may be. But for you, that's something that struck you in a way that is a sensitive area for you. So maybe the emotion of anger to the level of you snap back at the person, or you cuss them out, or you just respond in a way that can damage a otherwise positive relationship. You have to ask yourself in that moment, is it appropriate what you were feeling and the response that we gave? So we should definitely be aware of that and ask ourselves, is this emotion that I'm feeling appropriate? And for instance, like, maybe in a place where there should be a serious attitude, we might be joking around or playing around. For instance, like, this goes for young adults a lot, where they're joking around in class and stuff like that, and they're happy. You know, emotion, happiness is an emotion, joy is an emotion, but is that the appropriate emotion for when you're in a classroom setting where you should be focused and you should be astute on learning the lesson of the day? So yes, like, we want to be able to identify that emotion and ask ourselves, is this the appropriate emotion to feel in this instance? And a lot of times that's hard to do, especially when you're in the heat of the moment. So that's why whenever you're in the heat of the moment or something, it's best to stay silent. Because if you stay silent, a lot of times what happens, you avoid major infractions, because a lot of what happens to us, or what happens with us in our relationships with other people and just interacting with other people, is because of something that we said or because of something that someone else said that causes our emotions to flare up, or their emotions to flare up, and then people start having this kind of back and forth that is unproductive, and it actually can destroy any goodwill that was there in the first place. And we tend to forget about, you know, all of the good things that we might have had with that person. Or even if it's a stranger, you don't know what that person may be holding, what type of weapons, what type of emotional state they're in, and how they might react to whatever it is you're doing or saying. And you don't know their emotional state. So to be emotionally mature, one has to be able to even look outside of themselves and see people from their vantage point, look at the world through their lens in a way, almost to see like how they would feel about whatever it is going on and how they're responding to it emotionally. So yeah, that's another thing that we should be aware about. And another thing is like to be able to know if that emotion is a good one or not, you just kind of like, we have to ask ourselves the question, like, what does this emotion make me want to do initially, like in the first place? Like, what's the response that I want to give without thinking about it? Do I want to curse at the person? Do I want to hit the person? Which in 999 times out of 1,000, hitting a person is the inappropriate response to a verbal, you could say, initiator of your emotions. So we never want to take it that far. So if that's what that emotion wants, like if that's what that emotion, kind of the response it elicits from you, then that's a clear indicator that you should take a step back and gather yourself so that you don't make any rash decisions that can be very detrimental to your future, or detrimental to your, you know, your livelihood, or the people around you's livelihood, and just put you in a tough situation. So you kind of want to, whenever you're feeling any emotion, just think about what it makes you feel initially, so that you don't jump off of a cliff without a parachute. And you want to ask yourself, like, is this healthy? Is this a healthy way to deal with that emotion? And how would it affect my future and my relationships? So that's a good thing to think about. So yeah, like, this is just a preliminary conversation, and when I get some other people onto the pod, we can retouch these kind of these topics, because I think these are good topics that we should talk about, and we should talk about them openly, because it's going to help us all mature, and it's going to help us all get different perspectives about how other people deal with emotions, and let us see the way that we deal with our emotions. Maybe we're not dealing with them in a good way, and when we talk to other people, we realize like, oh, they have better methods to deal with their emotions. Or it could be the other way around, where we talk to other people when they say, wow, you handle situations very well. I would love to be able to handle situations the way that you do, and I'll take some pointers from you. So when we open that discussion and we open the floor for these type of conversations to be had, it really allows us to grow as individuals and also be able to grow, you know, collectively in our communities, so that we can always keep building on positive foundations. And there's just a couple questions that I would like to ask, and I would like to get you all, you know, the listeners' response. Like, what do you think about jealousy? Like, is jealousy an emotion? I'm thinking about that, and it's like, that's What is jealousy? Is that an emotion? I think that's like a more complex kind of thing, because what I think jealousy does, it's not an emotion in the sense that it's like sadness or anger or happiness or excitement, where you feel the emotion and you just want to have some type of visual response. It's more so like an emotion where you see something, you don't have to show it so people can't read you, right? But at the same time, it's something that you could keep festering or allow to simmer within you for a longer time, which makes people kind of like premeditate and hang on to negative viewpoints of people just because of the jealousy that they feel towards someone. So it's jealousy and emotion, and you know, envy, revenge, like are those emotions? I'm not totally sure, and I would love to hear you guys you guys' feedback on that type of stuff. And you know, just to touch on real quick the positive side of emotions, like joy, happiness, excitement, you know, when we accomplish something and that rush of emotions that we feel, or if we get in a relationship and you know, our wife or our husband, they make us feel a certain type of way, like at the beginning or at a certain moment, and we expect that to continue on. I think that's also unhealthy, to expect that positive range of emotions to always be present, because what it does is actually give you an unrealistic expectation of the people that we're dealing with to have to meet that level of expectation, when in reality what we should be doing is enjoying the moment while it lasts, and then just capturing that memory of that good time. Otherwise, what it will do is it will actually turn us into being resentful or kind of not liking the person that we think is responsible for our happiness. So first of all, we're responsible for our own happiness, and the only real joy that we're going to ever have is knowing that the person that you're sharing this moment with, that sharing this joy with, or that brings you joy in that time, is because you're comfortable enough with yourself to allow that moment to happen, knowing that this is a moment and I'm going to enjoy it, and whatever is in store for the future, we'll just let it be and not try to force it. And I think that's very important for us, because even in the American Constitution, it says like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's like, that's kind of like the first trick that America played on us, when it was like the pursuit of happiness. Like, you can never hold happiness. You can never always be happy. It's literally impossible, and you'll fry your brain cells trying to stay happy all the time. We have to be able to be in touch with our full range of emotions as humans, because that is what makes us human. And I think it'll actually turn against you when you're chasing this happiness and you expect it and you're looking for it and you're searching for it and you're not getting it, because you're going to be disappointed now. And that's another question, is disappointment an emotion? But you'll end up disappointed, and the disappointment can turn to sadness, and then sadness can turn into depression, all because you were trying to be happy in the first place all the time, when in reality, if you would have just been like, nah, I'm gonna just enjoy this moment and I'm going to capture this memory, and if I ever do get into a dark place, or if I get into a situation where if I shared this moment with someone where it was a happy moment, that I think back on these times and just kind of level myself, like let it bring me back up to balance, where it's like, all right, we're going through a rough patch, but at the same time we had a lot of good moments, and there's more good moments in store if I don't ruin our relationship based on the negative aspect of what we're going through right now. And I think that's what emotional maturity is, you know. And even if it's like something that is detrimental and you can't come back from, you still have a certain level of respect to where you control your emotions, not to seek revenge, not to seek, okay, this person hurt me, so I'm gonna hurt them back. So now it becomes a kind of back and forth of trying to hurt each other, when at one point you totally loved each other and would even probably put your life on the line for this person. So why would you want to go out like that? Why not just be mature about it, emotionally aware about it, and be like, you know, what you did really hurt me, and I'm disappointed in you that this happened. But at the same time, I respect myself enough and I love you enough to not allow those emotions to take over my thinking and to not bring me down to the level that this other person is at, if they're hurling insults or whatever the case may be and just trying to hurt you. You know, you keep yourself elevated, and then maybe that person might realize, like, yeah, that was kind of like a bad thing for me to do. But if you give them the reaction that they're seeking, if they're trying to pull that out of you, like that bad character out of you, then now they feel totally justified in the way that they tried to hurt you, because they'll just justify it by saying, like, oh, well, I knew you felt the same way, so I just said, I was just the one that said it first. But you see how you reacted, so that just lets me know that that's exactly what you were thinking too. So, I mean, that's, to me, that's kind of the way, like, people justify their bad behavior or just doing things that they know is not becoming of a mature human being. So, I would say, like, yeah, we have to really be in touch with, you know, not allowing people to get us off of our foundation of emotional maturity and emotional awareness. And you know, like, I think we should put into practice, you know, being content and being understanding and knowing that whatever we have in our lives, going on in our lives, whatever the case may be, our happiness doesn't depend on those things. Our contentment doesn't depend on those things, but we find joy in them because we know that they're a blessing to us from Allah, like from God. So that our true joy is actually in knowing that we're grateful to Allah, and that's where our true joy comes from. But what we have, our possessions, our spouses, our children, our accomplishments, are all just manifestations of Allah's gifts to us that make us happy because of our commitment and devotion to Allah and being grateful. Because we know, even if we're in a rough time, or even if we're in a place where we don't have a lot of those things, we'll still be grateful and we'll still be content. We may not be happy, but we're not going to be sad, and we're not going to complain either. So I think if we're in control of our emotions, we're emotionally aware, we're emotionally mature, it'll allow us to do that. And in that way, we'll be clear-minded. So when we see the next blessing coming to us from Allah, we'll be able to recognize it and take advantage of it. And we're not sitting there soaking in what we don't have, or what could have been, or how this person wronged us, and trying to get revenge for that. And we just allow Allah to manifest for us what the goodness is going to be. And in those moments when we're without, we take the lessons from it and we become better people, and we're committed to being better people at all times. So I think that's something that we can definitely think about, and something that we can definitely work on. And I guess, like, those positive emotions that, or emotional awareness that'll help us get there, is being empathetic to others, no matter what the case may be. Even if someone is doing you wrong in your perspective, your point of view, and your opinion, like, oh, this person is wrong. But the next level of emotional maturity is like, but why are they behaving like this? What is it that's causing them to do that? Maybe it's not even me. Maybe this is just a reaction that they're having because of their past history, and they're just displaying it to me because maybe I'm an easy target, or maybe that emotion that they're feeling is what they felt when they were done wrong by someone or something, so that this is their response. So if we're empathetic, if we have compassion, if we have forgiveness, if we have these things at the forefront of our way of thinking, then I think it'll go a long way in being able to not only maintain relationships, but also mend relationships that may have gone to the left in the past, because now we've come to a level of maturity where we can say, regardless of what you've done, I'm going to still forgive you, because I'm confident enough in myself and I'm so in control of my emotions that no matter what you do or how you respond, you can't manipulate me and manipulate my emotions to react in a way that is not going to be representative of the person that I really am. So I think those are some things that we can all think about, and some of the things that we should all start to discuss is like, how do we remain emotionally aware, and how in the future do we become more mature in our emotions? And let me know what you guys think. That's just some thoughts that I had on my mind that I wanted to share with you all. This is actually not really a podcast. This is your boy Hoos signing out. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace.